نستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah, we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as he ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul, and created from it its mate, and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen. And every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah is a straying. And every straying is in the hellfire. Brothers and sisters in Islam, I advise myself and I advise you all to fear Allah. And to fear Allah as though you see Him. And if you don't see Him and you don't see Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, then know that He sees you. So fear Him as if you have to stand before Him after your death when He raises you up on Yawm al-Qiyamah, because you will. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His safety. Brothers and sisters in Islam, there is an undermining element in our community that must be exposed. There are some people with some hidden agendas, with their secret programs, with their own thing that they want to do in our community. And today is the day to expose them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has exposed people, and why shouldn't we expose people when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself in His book, the Quran, the last revelation to humanity, when He has exposed people, why shouldn't we expose them? Today we want to expose a group of people, and we're going to let Allah tabarak wa ta'ala expose them with His surah, Suratul Munafiqun. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after I say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاءك المنافقون قالوا نشهد إنك لرسول الله والله يعلم إنك لرسوله والله يشهد إن المنافقين لكاذبون اتخذوا أيمانهم جنة فصدوا عن سبيل الله إنهم ساء ما كانوا يعملون ذلك بأنهم آمنوا ثم كفروا فطبع على قلوبهم فهم لا يفقهون وإذا رأيتهم تعجبك أجسامهم وإن يقولوا تسمع لقولهم كأنهم خشب مسندة يحسبون كل صيحة عليهم هم العدو فاحذرهم قاتلهم الله أنى يؤفكون وإذا قيل لهم تعالوا يستغفر لكم رسول الله لووا رؤوسهم ورأيتهم يصدون وهم مستكبرون. سواء عليهم أستغفرت لهم أم لم تستغفر لهم لن يغفر الله لهم، إن الله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. هم الذين يقولون لا تنفقوا على من عند رسول الله حتى ينفضوا، ولله خزائن السماوات والأرض ولكن المنافقين لا يفقهون. يقولون لئن رجعنا إلى المدينة ليخرجن الأعز منها الأذل، ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين، ولكن المنافقين لا يعلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم وأولادكم عن ذكر الله، ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون. الله سبحانه وتعالى in this surah, Suratul Munafiqun, is exposing a group of people in our community, and they are the Munafiqs, those people who outwardly express Islam as if they believe in Allah and His Messenger, and inwardly they disbelieve in Allah and His Messenger. They are the Munafiqs or the hypocrites, and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala exposes them in this surah and their characteristics and their programs and their hidden agendas, as Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala tells us, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When the Munafiqs come to you, they say that indeed you are the Messenger of Allah, and Allah knows that you are the Messenger of Allah, and Allah bears witness that the Munafiqs, indeed they are liars. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala starts this surah off explaining to us that the Munafiqs are the ones that sit with us. They are some of the people maybe here right here in this Salatul Jumu'ah. They say that they believe and that they are with us and that they love Islam. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala already knows that Islam is the truth, and He doesn't need any munafiq to say that Islam is the truth. But Allah bears witness that indeed they are the liars. They have taken their oaths as a shield. They have taken that which they swear by. We believe in Allah. We are sincere. We are innocent. We only want to do good. We want to benefit the Muslims. They swear by these oaths to make it a shield for them, a protection from them, to save their lives and to save their wealth, because if we really knew their program, we'd be out to get them. They swear by their oaths. They have taken these oaths as a shield to protect them. And they hinder people from the path of Allah. And they themselves turn away from the path of Allah. Evil is what they do. They believe, then they disbelieve, and Allah sealed their hearts so they don't understand. They believe on their tongues. They believe with their speech, and in their hearts they disbelieve. The real agenda that they're on is kufr and disbelief in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and hatred of His deen, al-Islam. So Allah had sealed their hearts on this nifaq, on this type of hypocrisy, so they don't understand. And if you try to explain to them that they are the munafiqs, that we know your program, that we know what you're out to do, and that we're going to stop you, they say we only want to do good. They themselves don't understand, because Allah had sealed their hearts with just talk. All they know how to say is we only want to do good. But Allah knows the kufr and the nifaq and the hypocrisy that's in their hearts, and they don't understand. When you see them, their bodies amaze you. Their flying clothing, their nice shoes and their beautiful cars and their big houses, they amaze you when you look at them. And when they speak, you listen to them, because they're eloquent, they're articulate, they have a nice program, seemingly. So you listen to it.
as they deceive you. It is like hollow wood, as Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying. Their program is nothing but beautiful words. Talk without any action. Intelligent or ignorance without any intellect. Stupidity to the utmost. But their beautiful language is like magic to the ears of the believers. To the innocent believers, we think that they are trying to do something good, but there's no substance to their program because we can see the results of what they do. They are your enemies, so beware of them. They are your enemies, so beware of them. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has named these munafiqeen our enemies and has commanded us to beware of them. The curse of Allah is on them. How could they be diverted? How could they deviate? How could they say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah on their tongues and then have this hidden agenda? And then practice this inward type of kufr. Smile in your faces as believers. And then behind your back they hate Islam. And they undermine Islam. And they try to destroy Islam. They are your enemies, beware of them. The curse of Allah is on them. How could they be diverted? And when you call them to say that the messenger will seek forgiveness for them, they just turn their heads away like that. Turn away from the truth. And they are arrogant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them, if we try to approach them and call them back to the truth of Islam, leave that nifaq, leave those hidden agendas, leave those secret programs, and come back to the truth of Islam, that they just turn their heads away. Who are you? Who died and made you in charge? Who gave you the authority to tell us we need to repent? They're just arrogant and they turn away and there's no forgiveness for them. As Allah goes on to say, it is equal, it is the same. Whether you seek forgiveness for them or you don't seek forgiveness for them, Allah will never forgive them. Indeed, Allah does not guide the fasiqun. Allah does not guide the people who are disobedient to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would never guide them. You can say how innocent they are you want to. You can seek all the forgiveness you want to for those criminals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would never forgive them. And they are those who say, do not give. Do not spend your wealth. Do not give your contributions. Do not spend your time and your hard work to those people who are with the Messenger of Allah. Until the believers leave the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has the treasures of the heavens and the earth, but the munafiqeen do not know. The munafiqeen do not understand. They think that they can go around and convince you, the believers, not to give your wealth for the sake of Allah, not to give your contributions for the deen of Allah, not to work hard for this deen so as to convince the believers to leave Islam, as if Islam is not the truth, as if Islam is not correct. As if what the believers is on is wrong. This is the program of the munafiqeen. But they don't understand that Allah has the treasures of the heavens and the earth. That this deen is going to be helped by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we don't need the wealth of these munafiqs, of these liars, of these enemies to Islam, of these arrogant people. We don't need anything that they have to offer because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who's going to protect his deen. Who is the one who's going to preserve his deen, is the one who is going to make his deen uppermost in the land. And they say, when we get back to Medina, we're going to let the mighty people remove the lowly people, the weak people. They're saying that the mighty people, the munafiqs, they think that they are mighty and powerful, and that they are going to remove the believers from the city. The weak people from the city. Allah goes on to say, Al-Izzah, the power and the might is for Allah and His Messenger and the believers. But the munafiqeen don't know. They think that their beautiful speeches, they think that their wealth, they think that they're lying And they're hiding their secret agendas to the believers. They think that their arrogance and turning people from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they think that convincing the people not to give their wealth, they think that this is power. They think that this is might. But they don't understand that the power and the might is for Allah and His Messenger and the believers, but the munafiqs do not know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah is exposing those from among us who are the munafiqs, who come to us and smile in our faces and have their hidden agendas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bears witness that they are lying. And their lies are only used as a shield to protect them, because if they know already that if the innocent knew about their program, that even the innocent would be out to kill them. As some of the ulama of Islam explain, that they swear by their oaths to protect their lives. Because they know that the innocent people, when they realize that they have been tricked and duped by the program of the munafiqs, that they be out to get the munafiqs and to get their wealth back that they gave to the munafiqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is exposing to us our enemies. And He's commanding us to beware of our enemies. And not to be amazed and dazzled by their bodies. And not to be fooled by their eloquent speeches. But to look at their actions and to know that they have no content to what they're saying. That there's no reality or no truth to what they're calling to. They're just lying enemies of the Muslims and munafiqs. And whether you try to call them to the truth, whether you ask Allah to forgive them or you don't ask Allah to forgive them, Allah will never guide the munafiqeen, those people who try to tell the people don't give their wealth for the sake of Allah, so that the believers will leave following the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Power and might and wealth is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger and the believers, but the munafiqeen do not understand, but the munafiqeen do not know. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the plots of the munafiqeen. Bismillah. الحمد لله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse or in this surah in particular has exposed for us our hidden enemies, the munafiqeen, those people who are among us. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has described who they are, has exposed their programs and what they're like. And we have to be aware of them as they are our enemies, and the curse of Allah is on them because they are diverted and deviated from this truth of Islam. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah has exposed the munafiqeen, the enemies of Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to address the believers. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala often does in His Quran, He exposes the path of evil. And then He calls the believers to the correct path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, O you who believe, O you who really believe on Allah and His Messenger, and not faking it like the munafiqeen. O you who believe, do not let your wealth and your children divert you from the remembrance of Allah, from obedience to Allah. And whoever does this, then indeed he is among the losers. I command you to give that which we have provided you with before death comes. And then one of you will say, if I had some more time, I would give my wealth in charity and I would be among the righteous. And Allah, when He allows your time to come, He won't give you any more time. And Allah is khabir of what you do. And Allah is fully aware of what you do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this last part of this surah is addressing the real believers. And He's calling us to do that which the real believers do. And that is to give their wealth, or not to let their wealth and their children divert them from the remembrance of Allah and from being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't let their hard-earned dollars, they don't let their jobs and their businesses divert them from obedience to Allah, from obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, establishing the salat in the masjids, fasting the month of Ramadan, paying the zakat, and giving charity, and using their wealth to make the hajj for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't let their wealth divert them from obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remembering Allah. They don't let their children, and we know how our children are a test for us, they don't let their children being a test for them divert them from the remembrance of Allah or from obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they bring their children along with them in their righteousness and in their obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they teach their children to be among the righteous, those who obey the commandments of their Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the commandment that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala follows up with, I command you to give in charity from that which we have provided you for. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is kareem, the generous, and He has been generous to us. And He has provided us with the wealth that He has provided us with, and He has commanded us to give it fi sabilillah. And whoever doesn't give his wealth before death comes, then after his death he's going to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him some more time. And some of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were explaining that some of the Muslims, they think that they won't be after their death among some of the people asking for another chance. We think that it's only the kuffar who die on their kufr, or the munafiqeen who die on their nifaq, that when they see the truth of the hellfire, that they're going to ask for another chance. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah, He's telling us that there will be people among the believers who will ask for another chance. Because they know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ar-razaq, or the provider. And He has provided with them wealth, and they didn't use their wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after death, when they know that among the main things that would help them is the wealth that they give fi sabilillah, and they know that they were negligent, they're going to want another chance. These are the believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that there's no chance after death. You have the chance to do right now, to believe in Allah and to give your wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before death overtakes you. Because after that there will be no chance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, He's commanding the believers to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to give their wealth fi sabilillah, as this is the characteristic of the real believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah has showed us the two paths. The path that will lead us to Jannah, of giving our wealth fi sabilillah, and the path that will lead us to hellfire, the path of the lying munafiqs. The path of the people who swear by their innocence that they are with us, and they use it as a shield to hide their hidden agendas. Evil is what they do. They believe only on their tongues, and in their hearts they disbelieve. And Allah has sealed their hearts with this nifaq, and they don't even understand it. When you see them, you are amazed at their bodies. When they speak, you listen to them, but their speech is full of nothing. It's a bunch of talk. Kalamun farid. Useless, worthless speech. They are your enemies, so beware of them. The curse of Allah is on them. How could they be diverted from this truth after they have seen it so clearly? And when you call them to ask the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to seek their forgiveness, they just turn their heads in arrogance and prevent the people from the path of Allah while they walk away. Whether you seek forgiveness for them or you don't seek forgiveness for them, Allah will never forgive them, as Allah will never guide the people who are disobedient to them. There are those who say, don't give your wealth to those who follow the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't give your wealth until they are finished. They think by teaching the people not to give their wealth fi sabilillah, that maybe the masjids of Allah or that the work of the believers would be destroyed, would come to an end. But the power and the might and the success and the provisions are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, but the munafiqs do not understand. O you who believe, do not let your wealth and your children divert you from obedience to Allah, from remembering Allah. And whoever does this, indeed, he is among the losers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to expose to us the munafiqeen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the plot of the munafiqeen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to propagate Islam and to spread Islam and to make Islam successful in the land, even if the munafiqeen hate it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the real believers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to give our wealth for His deen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us teach our children obedience to Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the good in this world and the good in the hereafter and to save us from the hellfire. Wa aqim as-salah. Straighten the rows and fill the gaps. Line up shoulder to shoulder and foot to foot. Straightening the rows is a part of perfecting the salat. Brothers and sisters, make sure that your rows are straight. Line up shoulder to shoulder and foot to foot. Don't leave any gaps in the rows.